begin the Kara Davis says the Bamitzi, the Tzadi, begin them at Al, begin Tesmata, begin the Gemara, and the threshing of the stalks, the Maisa Betruma. For example, let's say when you did it when it was still in the stalks, Enev Mishum Leisasim. So there you don't violate either of muzzling the animal. Pirish, the Kundra, which actually explains why. The Stam Daish, because in general, when you told him on the Pasuk of Disha, a general threshing, Le Betruma Maisa. That can be Truma Maisa. Shane Regilis leaves Truma Maisa because it's not usual that you have Truma Maisa. Elach Meruch until after the smooth out. So therefore, that's why it's excluded from the Isser of Leisachsim. Which this is Tim. It's a wonder because the Kingdom. That's the logic. I feel like Chulin Mesukana. And even if they're remedied Chulin, Leyavish also not violate Leisachsim because, like you're saying, the Ein Regilis leaves Mesukana. Kaidin Meruch. It's not normal that the Chulin should be remedied before smoothing out. It's the same Sara. There's Truma Maisa that's separated from the rest. So Trumas and Maisa is not normal. So to the Chulin that's Mesukin is also not normal. So therefore, it takes a different shab. And there it would seem the time of the reason is Meshub Dachsib, it says the Pazik Dishoy, his threshing. The Mashavit sounds like Haro Loi, that's fit for him. But Maisa, on the other hand, however, is Mamin Gavayu, who is Hashem's money. But Trumanami, also Trumali Yisrael, also Litin Lefid Mei Behemtai, forbidden for Yisrael to give it for his animal. But for the Koyin, and even the Koyin, Davka Kashin, is specifically Batch, Shumaycha Behema, which is animal food, that's mutalahach, right? Like if the animal, the lechit, not wheat, mishum has the truma, because of the loss that will cause to the truma, unnecessarily. And next to the chen dosh behed v'meil, this is how the Gemara explicitly darshins v'meil that you're gimel v'naf, medishai, gabi had the time, this is the mission to teach, but chen parah le'saychol karshini hektish, is also the same idea that the Gemara brings the source of this teaching from Dishai, that you let a muzzle from eating because it's not considered as the daicha rohola. Next, just not to begin the words of the Gemara Gedulei, Meiser, Chulin. The growth of Meiser, those growths are Chulin. Why? Why is the Megaduli Truma? Because the Leishaychel and Migzer, because he cannot make a decree Shem Yeshu B'Yodoi, that he might hold on to it, Vivar B'Tumma, and he's going to then, you know, consume it in the state of Tumma, because the Lama Yeshu, why should he hold on to it? Because you can redeem it. And Bafilakuf B'Kesef Meiser. And even what's bought with the Maisa money, shouldn't it? Which became Tamei De'enin Neftali Behuda, according to Behuda, as the Gemara discusses in the Gemara Beis, that according to Behuda cannot be redeemed, still, like Gazi al Gidulin, they didn't decree on the groves to have a Maisa that should be considered as Maisa, because Kibin Iker Maisa, since the primary Maisa, Yesh Lepidin, has redemption, so they weren't Gazer on what was bought with the Maisa, that even though that you wouldn't be able to, but since the Iker doesn't have, we wouldn't say it here as a problem here. Next is Matta Begim the Gemara, Kaba Maisa Rishon. Here to my Maisa Rishon, the Mikra Dishai, which is called Dishai, it's your money. Whereas Kam Maisa Sheni, here to my Maisa Sheni, where, as Tesis explains, because the filler of Behuda, even according to Behuda, in Ever, you're not going to violate Chutz L'chaima when it's out of the walls of Yerushalayim. Because the Parakh B'Samach, like the Gemara shortly asks, I have a boy Chaima, I by need the wall. I mean, this is not Ro, so therefore you don't have an Issa Chasima out of the walls. So it says, Taisa B'Tayim, it's a wonder, but Ilav Ri'acha, if not for the Pasuk that says Ri'acha, it's inferred from the Gemara, Hay Oichel Poyim Mishal Hektish, a worker would be able to eat from Hektish, Keich D'Shari, Mishal Chaveri, will have a Gezel, just like you could eat from your friends, not consider stealing, so too, there wouldn't be a problem about Me'ila. But V'Hachanami Yisla Nameim, then we should say also, the Shari Chutz L'chaim, that it's permitted out of the wall also. For Yehuda, because according to Yehuda Mamaynu, it's his money. Yoch lekadosh by Yisha, he can mekadosh a woman that fellow chazachem even out of the walls of Yisham get mashma kedushin like some kedushin of gimel amadays. So, who cares that technically you can't eat it, but it's still considered as like we see if not for Riacha, we wouldn't consider it as a problem. Yisham says to exist now the fellow hachi even so. Karina Bey, sometimes I think it's a loy, or Karina Bey Dishay Shaloi, we still recite in it his Dishay and that it shouldn't be Balay Shalri Acha. The Chanami Rim Save Parak Achelik and Sanin the Kofi Alvam Bey is the Lakul Am, according for everyone, Lemikri Shalala, according to everyone, it's the it's such an item in the, it's not called the spoils of Gabi'ir and the Dachas by the city that did have exerted everything has to be burnt, that does not include such an item. And so to Turman Nachal, it's also exempt from Chal, because the Lemikr Arisei Seichem is not called your dough. So, although on the monetary aspect, it is considered permitted, but on the prohibitory law, it's considered prohibited, and therefore it would not be qualified as Dishai, even though monetarily could be, but in prohibitory law, it's not, and therefore it'd be excluded. Next test not to begin with the Gemara, but here, dummy, what would be talking about? When you went and did it before and it was still in stocks. Test system, it's a wonder, because the my is talking about Ruchi Hacha. Why suddenly over here did the Gemara have to say, hey, dummy, oh, what's the case talking about? That Hashtag Nami have a married Bahachi, we already spoke about this case, but we can do the Maisa, like a look McLeod, because you can't say that's talking about Gedulei Meiser. So we already spoke about, so the Gemara should have clarified this already previously when they spoke about it. The Tosfos doesn't know why the Gemara waited till this point. Next test, not to begin the words of the Gemara. Amalut, he said to Nisu, we learned this from Shimon Yechoyayim, which, and Rabbanan, Loi Pliga Lao, they don't disagree on him. But my Mefarish, Taima Mishum Demalila, they don't disagree that. That it has to be something that is beneficial. They just disagree on the principle that he says that it has to be this specific type that's best for it. Next is about to begin with another chasem perasi v'dashba. If he says muzzle my animal and go thresh with it, pidish. In other words, what does this mean? V'dash b'tfuasi and go thresh with my grain, the maviach, that where he's gaining by mila nachri with what he's telling to the non-Jew. Because as Tez explained, the B'tavu is Nachri, because if it's telling the non-Jew to muzzle the animal and thresh his own grain, obviously that would be permitted if it's the non-Jew's grain. Because the Jew's not gaining when he's muzzling. To the contrary, actually, Mavsid, he actually loses out. Well, he's going to have to feed the animal now. So just like it's obvious, you could tell non-Jew, go feed your animal, go eat Naveli, go eat non-kosher, because the non-Jew is allowed to. So my time and I'm mutter alone with Nachi b'Shabbos. So you're allowed to tell non-Jew on Shabbos, "Heilach baser or baser l'tzarchecha." Here, take some meat and cook it for yourself. Where k'shem mutter love lazayin, when it's not the Jew's responsibility to feed him, where the emavich by some miracle, you're not gaining anything with what you're telling him. That would not be a violation of a mir l'akum of telling a non-Jew something prohibited. Now, however, Neil Amari, the Rishis actually no. The leidami lo emel l'nachi achon nevel. That's not comparable to telling a non-Jew to eat non-kosher. Because the Leishai Chasam Amil Nachri, there is not applicable the prohibition of telling a non-Jew. Because Shaisul Asma Yochalit in Nevel Befev, because even the Jew himself could put it into the non-Jew's mouth. Nothing wrong. Allah over here, Oysid Dabba Shamal Nachri Lassais, what he's telling the non-Jew to do, who in Yochalassais he cannot do Kamil Labash, like we come to Kokan Shabbos or Laksam or to Mazel. So maybe that would be prohibited. Now, Mishami Dinazikin, Mishami at the end of the fifth parak of Masechet Gittin. Kevavachzikin yedei nachrim b'shvias, that you could support the non-Jews doing work on the Shemitir. The Kamar, where Amalei could tell him, chodesh ba tabois v'anan sibna lach minach, yeah, do the work, and I'll buy from you basa shvias after Shemitir. And that Amri says, no, they ain't right, that's not a proof. I, the Jew, cannot do it himself. They really started plying. It's only because of ways of peace. So that's why you're allowed to. But actually, to tell him to do it, you're right. Maybe you would not be able to do it, like we're saying regarding Shabbos. Next, it's not the beginning of the Gemara, but here, the Isser, where it's only an Isser, it's not Karas, and Haskilim, the Isolav, Shari would maybe be permitted. Which Avag of them says, Marikon alone, Marikon of Yudbez and Malaf Armin, we say, the Beshvias, or the Gersa is on Shabbos. The Chol Shamayid and Chol Amayid Aser Amir Lanachi is forbidden, and that's not the Chiv of Skilam. Also, but from the Shabbos Yom Tov Chol Milsi, that's because Shabbos Yom Tov are the same thing. So because of Otter Shabbos, so the Gersa Yom Tov for Shabbos, even though you're at Yom Tov itself, it's not an Issa Skilam, it's included in the Issa of Shabbos, which has Skilam. The next test not to begin with the Gemara, the Gemalo Armoy. That there means that they steal it and they do this castration, which Bishud Zerav Achoy Mefarish is explained what the situation is. Yekushim did in Bekishal Behema, Bechazaka, they would tightly tie on a coin in the pouch of the animal where its sack is. Vanochi Goinav a dinner, so the non-Jew would steal the dinner, but Toilish Akis, and they would tear the scrotum of the animal, Mesar Seir, and it would castrate him. And that was the question. But says Voloshin Gamalu, the terminology, they would steal them, but Mashmach, it doesn't sound like that. They're not coming to steal the animal, they're only coming to steal the coin. So that would be a difficulty according to the Schulte's interpretation of this story.